237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a great day to work in the garden. And joining me this morning are a couple of great gardeners that are going to give you some tips on what we can be doing in the garden during the year. Mark Green and Solveig Hansen from the Harris Seed Company. Now, these are two people that do this for a living, and they love the garden like you and I, and they're joining me this morning to give you some great ideas of things that you can do in your garden that will help you to be more productive and enjoy it better. Mark and Solveig, good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you join us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. Solveig, tell us about maintenance in the garden during the year. What should people be prepared to do?
Yeah, well, there are a few basic elements. You're going to weed, keep the weeds down so your plants can grow. You're going to feed your plants by feeding your soil and by adding fertilizer when you need to. You're going to make sure they have enough water. So weed, feed, water, and you're going to observe them. So take note of what insects you may have out there, whether the insects are doing damage to your plants or not. You're going to look for any signs of disease, any spots on the leaves, leaf curling, things like that, so that you can take care of disease before it gets to be a problem garden-wide.
That's great. Now, let's start with fertilizer. What would you recommend that people use if they want to stay organic?
If you want to go for the organic end, the basic principle is to feed your soil and develop your soil health and then let the soil feed your plants. So adding lots of good finished compost, and this is finished compost, so it's done heating up. It's no longer breaking down. That's going to have a lot of great nutrients for the soil. So adding that, building in organic matter over time, so tilling in plant residue, tilling in straw mulches, things like that, and letting that break down. And then there are a variety of organic fertilizers that you can use to give the plants a little extra boost when you put them in. One of them is Worm Power, which is the worm compost that we've talked about, which helps increase nutrient uptake from the soil around it. So just use a little bit when you're transplanting, 2 to 4 tablespoons, or you can side dress plants with it too. That helps a lot. There's several other organic fertilizers that we carry that are natural, safe around kids and pets, and still do a nice job with the plants.
Wonderful. Now, Mark, if you're a conventional gardener, what would you recommend for a fertilizer for your garden?
Well, when you're transplanting, it's always good to put a little of a granular fertilizer down, mix it into the soil around where you're going to be planting. That gives a source for fertility for, like, as soon as you get things planted. There's a lot of good granular fertilizers out there. I've used the Espoma brand for years, but it's just a good fertility right around that root base. And the most popular one out there for liquid, still the Miracle-Gro types, any water soluble fertilizer. It's always good. You can always water your plants. You transplant them, give them a little cup of little shot of fertilizer too, of the liquid feed. That way, you know, they get established, and you know that those nutrients are right there available for them as soon as you get them planted in the ground.
Now, when you water the garden, I've always told people do it in the morning, and you know, give it a good soaking. Could you tell our listeners about what you think is the best way to water and the amount of water needed for vegetables as well as flowers?
Well, each vegetables and flowers have a little bit different requirements of how much water they need. Some things like a little bit wetter, some things like a little bit drier. But you know, what's always good is to deliver the water around the root zone. If you're using some type of overhead watering with sprinklers, a lot of time you're wasting water because you're watering not where the water needs to go, and also you're providing water for the weeds. So if you can deliver the water more around the root zone by hand watering, or there's a lot of inexpensive drip kits that you can put out there and just run so the water goes right down the row, right to the root zone, soaker hoses as well. And by doing this, is that it's keeping the water all around the plant, not providing water for weeds.
So when you use like a drip or a soaker system, you're putting the water right at the plant and not in the walkway. So it's, you target the water.
And you can automate it a lot of times too with just even simple timers. Go down, see how much water is delivered through the system after like 10 minutes or so. Then you can just, you know, set the timer, turn it on for 10 minutes, walk away. And that way you don't have to be down there and, you know, and do the hand watering every time.
Now, how about mulches in the flower bed? I know a lot of people are using bark mulches because they look pretty, but for the vegetable garden, straw seems to be very, very popular. What do you think?
Well, there's several types of mulches. There's natural mulches like straw, plastic mulches, paper mulches. But in general, they kind of do the same thing. They help heat the soil. They help keep water in the soil so you get the water less. Helps with runoff. You know, when you're putting fertilizer down on the plants and you water, it's less likely to leach the fertilizers away from the soil. And it's that, you know, keeps the soil warm. A lot of things like tomatoes, the warmer you get the soil, the better they're going to grow. And also, you're less likely to get soil splashing up onto the leaves, which can help spread disease.
Now, do you like the black landscape fabric type mulches to use in the vegetable garden?
They can be. When you use those, they do allow for using them for multiple years. But once you cut your holes in them and you set your holes to where you're going to put your plants, you know, not always the next year. You're always using the same type of vegetables and or you're rotating your crops, so it can limit the, you know, your spacing on there. To like a using straw or using a plastic or a paper mulch, you can sort of redesign your garden every year differently.
And the thing that's nice with the paper mulch is that you can buy by the roll at a lot of the garden centers. At the end of the year, just till it right into the soil, and it becomes a form of organic matter so that you're recycling it. And that really does help to build up the quality of your soil. Now, one of the things that we've had a lot of talk about is we had a mild winter. And we can all expect more insects this year than we've had in past years. Solveig, could you tell us about that?
Sure. Like you said, because fewer insects were killed with cold temperatures this winter, and we've had this very early warm spring to get them hatching and going through their new life cycle, we have more insects this year. From the organic side, there are several things gardeners can do. First is exclusion. You can use row covers to you know, try to keep, say, the flea beetles off your greens, things like that. You can also work on the habitat around your garden that would host beneficial insects. So you'd hopefully have that balance where the beneficial insects would be there to eat the insects that are doing damage to your crops. There are also a variety of organic sprays and products out there. One is diatomaceous earth, which is actually the dried bodies of microscopic organisms called diatoms. And to humans, they're safe. You know, our guts can process them just fine. But when insects eat them, it's like eating little shards of glass. So they're harmful to insects and can help control insects on different crops. But it's safe for humans as long as you don't breathe them in. So those are some options.
Now, with the diatomaceous earth, that's something mm-hmm. that you can apply to the foliage of your plant, and it will take care of a lot of chewing insects, right?
Right, exactly. It's a dust, so you'd put it on with a duster. And again, just wear a scarf over your mouth so you don't breathe it in.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Mike about some of the more conventional products available and how you can use them to control the populations of insects. We've had a mild winter, and the spring has been up and down, and I'm seeing insect damage already in my vegetable garden, so we've got to be aware.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Mark Green and Solveig Hansen from the Harris Seed Company. And if you're looking for unusual seeds for your garden, it's not too late to plant. Harris Seed has got a great selection of flowers and vegetables. And one of the plants I'm trying this year is they have a new small-growing blue squash, blue Hubbard squash. Take a look at their catalog. Hey, Mark, tell us about your website and how people can go to it and look at the seed varieties that you have.
You can just go to www.harrisseeds, and that's harrisseeds with an S, .com. And we have a great listing of flowers, seeds, vegetable seeds, and all the growing supplies to help you throughout your gardening season.
Yeah, and you've got some great products. I mean, there are vegetables there that most seed racks, when you go into the stores, don't carry. Things that are unique, things that will give your cooking a great deal of spice and give you some adventure. Not the same old, you know, summer squash and zucchini. You have a lot of hybrids that will give you different tastes and different flavors. So if you get a chance, go to your computer and type in harrisseed.com. Take a look at what they have. And it's not too late to get seeds to plant in your garden. Now,
and
Mike, what...
Yes. Paul, I should also say that if people go there this week, we're having a 20% sale off of Worm Power. So these are going to be the best prices of the season. This is the organic worm compost fertilizer we've been talking about. There's a promo code on your website. People can use that and take 20% off and try Worm Power in their garden.
You know, and while we were talking about that, one of the things that I found on your website that I find very interesting, you have people that have limited space, and they want to grow a fruit tree. You have on your website these columnar fruit trees that you can grow in a container. Tell us about that.
Well, they're a real nice fruit tree. There's a red and there's a golden as well. Actually, I'm looking out my window right now. I got three of them on my patio. and they're setting fruit already. But the, you know, you can grow them in an 18-inch pot, across even a 16-inch pot. They only get about 4 or 5 feet tall, 2 feet wide, real short branches, but they'll set apples all the way up the plant.
Isn't that incredible to have now? I mean, before, you, when you bought a fruit tree, you needed a yard. And if you're limited on space, if you have a condo and you'd like to have some fun because you downsized, you can buy apples, a red and a gold, as you said, that you can grow in a pot on your deck and on your patio. And if you just go to your website, you'll see pictures of it. It's very, very unique, and it's very fun to grow something like that. It's a great conversation piece. Now that things are beginning to grow, the deer are coming into the garden. How do we stop them?
Well, usually the best thing you can do, and most effective, is a 8-foot tall fence around your garden to try to keep the deer out. It's not always an option for some people. You know, there's different ways to try to repel them, different things that can, you can put things like reflective tape, something that shows movement. Sometimes that'll help distract them or scare them off. There's a lot of liquid and other types of repellents out there, things like deer off and liquid fence that, you know, help keep the deer away with through both smell and taste. Sometimes it's always best to do a combination of the two. That way, you know, if the first one doesn't get them, the second one hopefully will help them move along. If they take a bite out of a plant and they get a hot pepper taste or something like that, or a rotten egg taste, that'll help keep move them away. Netting, you can always put netting over the plant. That'll help keep the birds and the deer out of them as well. And there's everybody, there's always mom's home recipe and different things out there using soap, hanging soap out there around the plants and other things too that can help to naturally repel them.
Wonderful. Well, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. And give us that website one more time, Sove.
Sure, that's harrisseeds.com with two S's in the middle and one at the end, .com. And people can come and browse vegetable seeds and growing supplies and anything they need for their garden.
Wonderful. And take a look at those apple trees. This is something that's exclusive to Harris, and you'll love it. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And as the days get warmer, I want you to walk around your house. Look at the side of your house. Look at your deck. Look at your driveway. And look to see for the possibility of a green film that's developing on the surface. And this is something that's very, very common, especially if you live near water. If you have patio furniture and it gets moldy looking, it's something that can be easily controlled and something that's not toxic. And over the past few years, we've talked a lot about a product called Wet and Forget. And it's something that was developed not in the United States, but in Australia and New Zealand. And it's a wonderful, wonderful product. So I've asked a good friend, Adam, from the Wet and Forget Company to join us this morning to try and educate you on this particular product and how it works and how to apply it. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Could you give us a little bit of history about Wet and Forget?
I sure can. Wet and Forget started over 30 years ago in New Zealand. The owner of the company was trying to find a solution for a roof cleaning company he had that was a little bit less caustic less harmful to the environment. And he stumbled across wet and forget, the chemical makeup of wet and forget, that was practically neutral, as a pH of 8, that it could use on all outdoor surfaces. And it was a product that would not hurt the surfaces that he applied it to. So he didn't have to worry about it hurting paint or hurting vinyl siding or hurting any exterior surface at all.
Now, for the average homeowner, things are beginning to wake up now. And we can see the green moss. We haven't seen it all fall and all winter. The house has changed color. The walkways are having a little green film applying on them. The decks the same way. And if we want to paint the deck, we can't paint it with that moss there. So how do you use Wet and Forget, and tell us how it works?
There's a couple ways you can do this. What Wet and Forget does, it basically will sterilize the surface that you apply it to. And over time, it's going to break that the algae or the moss or the mold up every time it rains. And then once the surface becomes clean, it removes the growth properly from the surface so you get good adhesion with your paint or stain. So you simply apply it, let Mother Nature work by removing the growth, then you can, if you'd like, you can stain or paint. Some people will apply the Wet and Forget. They'll come back with a very light pressure wash, and they'll be able to paint a little bit sooner if they don't get any rain. Or vice versa, where they will pressure wash, and then basically will sterilize the surface when they're done with the Wet and Forget. Then they'll be able to paint or stain.
You know, the one place where I've seen incredible results is people that have a vinyl fence, and you start off with a beautiful white fence around your property to give you privacy, and in a matter of just a few months, you start to see the green film apply on it. And if you have a sprinkler system that's wetting that fence on a regular basis, it seems to come a lot quicker. What does a Wet and Forget do to a vinyl surface?
Well, it actually, it will not hurt the vinyl surface at all. When you put your fence up, you'll see it has a nice shiny gloss to it. That's actually there to help protect the fence. When you scrub or use a power washer or use a caustic chemical such as bleach or TSP, that'll start to remove that gloss. And once you start to remove that gloss, you remove the protection. Where when you apply Wet and Forget, because it's practically neutral, you do not affect that gloss, and you don't have to scrub it. You let Mother Nature do all the work, so you're going to get many more years out of that fence than you normally would.
Yeah, so it does make a big difference. You don't lose the shine because you're not scrubbing, and you don't
have to use
a pressure washer. I've been using Wet and Forget for many years now. My son, who lives in Florida, uses it once a year. And I swear, he's the only house on his street that has no green on it due to the humidity that they have in Florida. And if you live near the coast especially, you're going to get a lot of moisture. If you live near a lake, a pond, a river, you just walk around your house today, spend 5 minutes, and you're going to be amazed at how much green you will find on it. Now, where can people find Wet and Forget, Adam?
Well, you can find Wet and Forget at most local hardware stores, Ace, True Value, Do It Best. Or the best thing to do is probably just go to our website at www.wetandforget.com. That's probably the easiest way to find a store near you. They can go to the store locator, type in their zip code or the city that they live in, and a whole group of stores will show up. So whichever one is most convenient for them.
Now, when you're applying Wet and Forget, the one thing that we want you to know is it will kill the algae. And if you spray it directly on plants, you're going to have a little bit of damage. So wet your plants that are close to your deck. If you can cover them briefly with a cloth or a piece of plastic, just so you don't splash it on it. That way you'll prevent any possible spotting. but it's a really good product. It's safe for the environment. It's safe for your pets and you, and it will keep your surfaces from getting slippery. Now, Adam, how often would Wet and Forget have to be applied to a surface during the course of the year?
Just once, Paul. You apply Wet and Forget once, and again, you leave it, let Mother Nature work on the growth for you. Typically, unless it's been a particularly hot, wet, and humid summer, you should only have to do it once a year. In most cases, it'll be much longer before you have to do another application. And kind of as a rule of thumb, what we like to tell people is once you start to see a little bit of growth, go ahead and do a light application of Wet and Forget, and that should keep your surfaces clean for many years without a lot of work.
And you can use it on your roof, too. So if you've got an asphalt roof and you're beginning to see little dots of moss growing on it, you can apply it directly to the roof. It won't hurt the shingles, right?
No, it will not hurt the shingles. So if you have an asphalt roof, a composite roof, a shake-type roof, you can use it, again, on any outdoor surface and any roofing surface as well.
Now, if we get hot and dry, Adam, and mm-hmm. we put down the Wet and Forget, we're not getting any rain, would it help to just take the hose every now and then and wet the surface, or do we just forget it?
Well, you can do either way. If you want to help it along, you can always bring the hose out. If you have good water pressure and a good trigger sprayer, and give it a hose down, a very light pressure wash, because, again, pressure washing, if it's not done correctly, can damage the surface. So a light pressure wash, or you can let Mother Nature, just hope that it rains soon and let Mother Nature do the work for you.
It's a very, very unique product. It's available. A lot of the garden centers carry it, your hardware stores, and I think you just introduced it. I know Sam's Club has it, and I think you just introduced it at Walmart, right?
That is correct. You can find it at Walmart now in the paint section of the store.
Wonderful. And cost-wise, if you were going to spray a large area, any idea what people can figure on the cost?
Well, give you an example. Our gallon size will cover about 1,125 square feet to around 2,200 square feet based on the type of surface. You're going to use more or less. If you have old concrete, you'll use more product. If you put it on a vinyl or paint the surface, it'll go a little bit farther. So retail will range from around $29.99 up to about $34.99 a gallon.
And it's something you just apply on a nice day. And how about rain? No rain for 24 hours before after you have applied it, or?
No, actually, Paul, once you apply it, we would like you to have at least 4 or 5 hours of good drying time. The longer the Wet and Forget has to evaporate, it will be that much more effective for you. You do not want to apply it on a really hot, sunny day, mid-afternoon, that once you're applying it, it's evaporating so quickly. We recommend that you do it in the morning on a nice, a little cloudy day.
So it has a chance to penetrate and kill the moss plant. And now this is going to kill the moss plant roots and all, right?
Correct. That's one of the nice things about our product. It actually, since it goes all the way through that growth, you're killing it all the way to the surfaces that it is attaching itself to. And that's the nice thing about this product is you're going to kill it all the way through, and that's what helps. So once the growth is dead, the action of the rain and the wind is what remove it.
Wonderful. Now, the other thing that I've had real good results with, Adam, is on my deck, I sprayed all my patio furniture, and when I took out my umbrella, it had black spots on it from being outside all of last year. I sprayed the umbrella, and within a matter of just a few weeks, that umbrella went from yellow with black spots to all yellow.
It works great on outdoor materials such as canvas and vinyl type surfaces. A lot of times it's very difficult to put bleaching products on those surfaces because you're going to dry them out and you're not going to—they're just not going to look that great. Again, with Wet and Forget's gentle cleaning process, it's going to remove that growth and not damage that surface.
Now, I was reading that you can also use it on boats and sails of boats, and it will keep them from getting all spotted also.
That is correct, Paul. We have many, many people who own boats that use Wet and Forget on their boats. You still need to be aware that it is an EPA-registered product, and you need to apply it 100 feet away from lakes, rivers, ponds, or streams. But a lot of people, once they bring their boats in for the season, they will spray their canvas down. They'll spray their sails down before they put them away. So they use it all over their boats.
And for awnings, we have a listener who calls in fairly often. She lives on Cape Cod, and because her house faces south, she has these canvas awnings. She applies the Wet and Forget on it, and those awnings look just like new. She raves about it to everybody, and she's had wonderful, wonderful results. Adam, thank you for joining us this morning. Give us that website one more time.
Thanks again, Paul, and our website is www.wetandforget.com.
Great, and take a look at the website.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating, like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together. One thing I would like you to do today is go in your perennial garden, and if you have Asiatic or Oriental lilies, I want you to look at them. I live in Maine, and the little red Oriental beetle has already arrived. Now, this is a destructive little critter, and you need to work on it right now. The only way to stop it, other than to hand pick, is to use a product called Tree and Shrub. And you use the product at the rate of 1 ounce per gallon. And you use 1 quart of the product that you've mixed for every 3 to 5 lily plants. Okay? But do it now. And what's nice about Tree and Shrub, one application will protect your lilies for 1 year. So the entire year, and that little red beetle won't hurt your lilies or eventually kill it. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne-Marie from Maine with a question about blueberries.
Hi, Anne-Marie. How can we help you with your blueberries today?
Hello, Paul. I want to plant a blueberry bed. I have the area to do it in, but I need some direction on how to prepare the soil.
Okay. Blueberries will do best in a full sun location.
Mm-hmm.
They love an acid soil, and the more acidic, the better your blueberries are going to grow. So what you want to do is add some compost, because if the soil is able to hold moisture, your blueberry itself will be larger, juicier, and if we get a dry summer, I know a lot of people have this problem. Their blueberries look great. Their plants are covered with them. They go to eat them, and they taste bitter. They taste bitter because they did not get enough moisture during that time when the berry was getting larger. So add some compost to it, and that will help to retain the moisture. It will feed the plant at the same time. And then once they're planted, if you can cover the soil with either pine bark mulch to make it look pretty and to control the weeds and to prevent the soil from drying out, you can use pine needles. You can use sawdust. But if you're going to use sawdust, you need to add some fertilizer on top of the sawdust, because the sawdust, which is a great way to control the weeds and to insulate the plant, in the breakdown process will steal some nitrogen out of the ground. And the same thing if you're putting 2 to 3 inches of straw. Sprinkle a light application of a general purpose vegetable or flower fertilizer, so that as the straw or the sawdust begins to break down, it doesn't steal all the nitrogen away from your plant. But it is really important that if you want good blueberries, that you have a layer a couple of inches thick of either a bark mulch or compost or pine needles, something to cover the ground to help retain the moisture in the ground. Now, if your soil is on the sandy side, besides adding your compost, you can add something called soil moist. And soil moist is a granular product that looks like rock salt. And you mix it with your soil at the time of planting in your hole. It will expand 200 times. It will live in the soil for 5 years, and it will really help to stimulate the root system of your plant. And one last thing, for a new plant, get something called Thrive. It's Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza will double the root system of your plant in 30 to 60 days.